As Tropical Storm Isaac barrels toward the Gulf of Mexico, many residents of South Florida are remembering the devastating arrival 20 years ago of Hurricane Andrew. At the time, it was the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. It killed 65 people. Almost a quarter of a million residents in Miami and Dade County were left homeless. Entire neighborhoods were demolished. Member station WLRN recorded hours of survivor accounts, dug through troves of archival news footage, and 911 calls from Hurricane Andrew for a radio documentary. Here's an excerpt.
Tell me when we're back on the air, John.
Okay.
Oh, we understand
okay.
We are back.
Get your radio tuned now to Y100, because in spite of the fact we lost power at Channel 4 here very temporarily, we were on the air on Y100 through that whole event.
County police on fire. Do you have an emergency?
We were receiving hundreds of calls at one time.
Sure, on 120 West
Guava Street. Near Metro Zoo off of 152nd Avenue.
12370 Southwest 192 Terrace.
I was the chief for emergency medical services for Miami-Dade Fire Rescue, and the calls that night were shocking.
I have a 7-month-old pregnant lady here. Sparks and flames from the tree, from it hit the tree and wrapped around it.
My father can't breathe. He needs no power.
People were calling in. We're in the bathroom with mattresses covering their heads to protect themselves.
County police on fire. Do you have an emergency?
Yes.
What is your emergency?
We were frustrated because there's nothing we could do about it.
Ma'am?
The store is out.
What does that mean?
No light, no generator, no nothing.
People decided that they weren't going to evacuate. Then at the last minute, they're saying, oh, my God, I've made a mistake. Somebody come get me.
Hello?
A police officer is not going to take you home. They're not going out in this storm any more than you're going out in the storm.
People don't get it that when our guys get there, they would have to get off the truck and get in the house, and they can't do that. When the wind's blowing 40, 50, or 130 miles an hour, it's extremely dangerous for our people, and we weren't going to send them out there.
But you are a lot of help.
Okay, good night, ma'am.
We were in the hallways with mattresses over our heads.
You know, I went and got a mattress off the bed. We were, you know, the three of us, me, my wife, and my dog, were in the bathroom at that point.
Five of us. We all got into a regular size closet.
I'm a 6'7 guy, and my wife happens to be 6'3" tall. My back was right up against the commode. Her back was right up against the vanity.
And I started to freak out. I'm claustrophobic. I was like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And my dad was a really strong man. And he just looked at me, and he's like, hey, control yourself.
I can't even open the door. The pressure is so great that this door is about to pop. It is buckling, and I think I'm going to get out of here.
You would feel the atmosphere inside the house sucking out.
And then all of a sudden, your ears popped. It was like unbelievable. Your ears popped as if you were going down a mountain or up a huge elevator.
County police on fire. Do you have an emergency?
Okay, ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay.
There was a long time belief.
Is it more recommendable that we open windows?
If we just open the window, we could release that pressure inside the house, and that would be a safer thing to do.
I can't answer that, ma'am. I don't know.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
In actual fact, air inside your body is still high pressure. It's low pressure on the outside of your eardrums, so your eardrums are bulging out. So opening the window doesn't help. It actually even makes it worse, if anything.
You hear your heart beating.
I feel the walls breathing. It's just like...
And we were hearing this. Ooh.
Just sort of...
I remember hearing my screen door smacking around in the rain.
And then all of a sudden, boom, and this bright light comes in the room, and I realize the piece of plywood blew off the door.
And then all of a sudden, I didn't hear it anymore. So I thought, oh, good, the wind is blowing down. And then I realized the whole screen blew away.
This glass has many cracks in it. It is about to blow. You can see the wind starting to come through.
People's satellite dishes were hitting your house. Boats were flying by. You know, we had very large trees that headed across the plains like tumbleweeds.
The sliding doors in the atrium were bowing in and out. Going, oh. I never thought glass could bend that way. Inside my head, I'm going, this is really bad. God, that's good.
Understand. We have another
okay,
woman on the phone.
Stand by in South Miami here. We have someone else on the phone who's in dire straits.
Hello?
Yes.
Where are you?
At 137 and 111th Street.
And what happened?
and half the roof went in. I want to know if we should open a window and let the...
No, don't worry about opening windows here. Where are you in the house compared to the part where the roof gave in?
In the middle.
I want you to stay exactly where you are. Nobody should go out. You are not out of the storm yet. The storm is going to be with you for some time yet.
Oh, God.
Voices of South Florida residents during Hurricane Andrew, 20 years ago this week.